The Humble Entrepreneur Podcast, my personal take on life and business by Robert Terry. Since 2005, I've been the co-owner of Nationwide Ventilation Limited, installing commercial kitchen ventilation. We've worked for the biggest names in the industry, including KFC and Taco Bell. The podcast gives you an insight into my journey and learnings along the way. Available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Hey guys, Rob Terry here. Right, seven reasons why getting up early can be great for business or success. Now, I will caveat this by just saying that getting up early doesn't work for everybody. It works for some, but not for others. It works for me, it suits me, but great friend of mine, Connor Stanage, for example, he is one of these real creative types, got his own watch brand that he's building. It doesn't work for him because he works till the wee hours of the morning, as he would put it, and then doesn't get out of bed before midday the following day. But for me, it does work. Typical example is I used to be up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm now up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and these are the seven reasons why I do it that way round. Now, there's a lot of people out there giving it the big one about the 5 a.m. club. They've read this trendy little book that's going around. They're like, look at me. I'm one of the 5 a.m. club members, blah, 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 blah. And they're on Facebook dicking about. And you think, what is the point in getting up so early at 5 a.m, understand the principles and everything behind it, and then spending the next hour on Facebook dicking about, telling everyone that you're up and being super duper productive and getting loads of work done, when in actual fact, all you are doing is dicking about on Facebook? Have the extra hour in bed, guys. Do yourself a favour. Get a bit of extra sleep. Get up at 6 o'clock still when all of these other things is going to apply. Don't just jump on it because it's a trend. Like most of these things, it's got to work for you individually. There's no good just doing it because it's a trend if it doesn't work for you. So always make sure it works for you. And the only way you're going to find out whether or not it works for you is by trialing it. Like anything, you've got to try these things to find out if they work. So seven reasons why getting up early is great for business, is great for success. So number one, the world does not disturb you. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning when nobody else is up in the house, there's nothing else going on, and I get my 5K done on the treadmill, then anything else I need to do, want to do, I can get done before anybody else is up and disturbing me. Now, I know loads of people are going to be going, ah, but we've got young kids that get up early, blah, blah, blah. That may be true. And if you can't do it, don't do it, because it doesn't work for you. But if you've got a lot of stuff to do, I get so much done that first hour of the day before anybody else is about. I get, like I say, I get my 5K done on the treadmill, I get all the other bits and pieces done, get lots of energy. Connor's just joined in and says, that's crazy, 6 o'clock in the morning. I know it is, Connor, that's why I said it wouldn't work for everyone. It only works for me, because it's me, it wouldn't work for you. But getting up for that hour early, I've got a complete hour of the day, because everyone else in our house gets up at 7 o'clock, and I am completely undisturbed, so I can answer emails, I can do whatever it is I need to be doing for that hour of the day. For me, I always do a bit of exercise first, because I believe that exercise is the key thing to do first thing in the morning when I'm up and moving around. So that's number one. The world doesn't disturb you. You can get on and do things you wouldn't normally get done with people around you. So number two, you can outsource your daily tasks. So what I do quite often is I can fire out a shitload of emails, get a load of work done, and anything that needs outsourcing or delegating or anything like that, you can get going straight away. And they are immediately then working on it straight away for you. So it gets you jumped. They get there in the morning. They're not waiting for you. Because if they start at 8:30 and they're waiting for information to come through, you start at 8:30. Could be that first hour of the day that they're waiting. They're charging you for outsourcing the work to them. But they're not actually physically doing anything because they're waiting for you to show up and do it. So get up that bit earlier. Get the emails done. Get the outsourcing done. And send it out. So that's number two. Number three, it gives you momentum and energy for the rest of the day. And trust me, this does work. To me, I always say your morning routine is your thermostat for the day. If you get your morning routine done and set right, and one that works for you consistently, you can actually find that it's going to give you that momentum. It's going to give you that bit to carry forwards for the rest of the day. We often find it, we all get up a bit later. All of a sudden, you're rushing to get to the office. You hear every single red light that's going on the way. You hear every zebra crossing where the kids are crossing for school. And the day just kind of spirals and gets away from you like that. Whereas if you get up in the morning, you do things at a nice, calm pace. You do it how you want to do it, when you want to do it. Like I say, it sets the thermostat. It sets the temperature for your day. and the rest of your day will carry on nice and smoothly because you've started it that way. If you start it in a rush, if you start it in a panic, your day's going to end in a panic. If you start it nice, calm and smooth, it is going to be the same. That's going to carry on throughout the rest of your day. Trust me, I've done it many times and it does work. So it gives you momentum, it gives you energy for the rest of the day. And you will find, if you get up and exercise, particularly, I know it sounds crazy, get up, get some exercise in straight away, it will give you that extra energy boost for the rest of the day. Right, number four, moving on then, you get the important tasks done first. It's that whole get up and eat the frog. Can't remember who wrote the book. It's a really famous book. Go and read Eat the Frog. Google it, whatever, if you want to find out who wrote it. But you get the big tasks done. You get the important tasks done. And they're the out of the way. Then that, again, helps to build the energy. It helps to build the momentum. Because you've done the big important tasks of the day, you've started with that. You've got the big stuff, the real important stuff out of the way. That creates that sense of doing stuff. It creates that sense of I've accomplished something already. It's only 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, whenever it may be that you are getting up early, and you have already accomplished the big important things that you needed to do. So it's going to carry that on throughout the rest of the day. So that's number four. Number five, you will see the sunrise, which is inspiring. Trust me, it sounds wanky. 3, 4, 5 years ago, I would never be hearing that. You wouldn't be hearing me say that because I'd normally be too hungover to ever get up in the morning and see the sunrise. But trust me, we did it when we was out in Spain a few times. Last time we was out there, we went out to Calpe. We actually watched the sun come up. It was about quarter past six in the morning. And to watch that sun come up is absolutely phenomenal. And it makes you feel really, really fucking good. Sounds really tree-hugging, and most people know me. No, I am not that type of person, but trust me, it will do, and it will help set you up again for the rest of that day. And a lot of these things, it's all about setting you up and getting you set for the day ahead and doing it in the best way that you can, so that you are, basically, you're good for the rest of the day. So watching the sunrise, trust me, it is massively inspiring. Sunsets are the same sort of thing, but watching it coming up, start of a new dawn, start of a new day, trust me, I know I sound like a tree-hugging hippie, but I'm not, trust me, but it does work. Right, number six, you have time, space and clarity to think about the strategy, your vision, your creative, your solving and all the meaningful problems that you've got. It gives you that, because you've got that period of time when nobody is sort of bombarding you with emails, or you're being taking telephone calls, all of those kind of things. It gives you that clear period of time. It gives you space, it gives you clarity. You are on your own and working. Some people, they use it to meditate, which is fantastic. I can't personally get on with meditation. That is too tree-hugging for me personally, but I know it does work for other people. But trust me, it gives you the time, it gives you space to let you do the clarity and the clarity to let you think about things, the strategic, the real sort of big world problems, the visions, the creative type of things that you need to do. Connor probably does this, but slightly in reverse, because he does it late at night. He probably has these mad, wacky ideas because it's the same. He's got that period of time which is sort of unused by everyone else. Everyone else is in bed. He's still there banging out the designs of watches and those kind of things. And it's kind of in reverse for him. He's got that clear period of time. Well, we do it the other way around. We do it early in the morning, he does it late at night. So it's kind of the same, but flipped around. But it gives you that space, it gives you that clarity to actually be able to get on and to do those kind of things. And you do a lot more, like when you're on your own, when you're by yourself, the amount of thinking, because you have got the time, the space, the clarity, that you can get done on the real big strategic stuff, the things that are going to drive your business, going to take it forwards, not just for the day, but into the future, the strategy, the planning, where your business wants to go 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, or where you personally want to be 5 years, 10 years down the line. That is the kind of thing you can be working on in that period of time. I always try and split up my routine. Get up in the morning, do the exercise, shower, cup of tea, coffee, obviously a big glass of water when I first get up, but then that leaves me a period of time, and it leaves me 15, 20 minutes where I'm pretty much twiddling my thumbs with nothing to do. That's when you get a bit of paper out. That's when you sit there, you start talking about things, and you start writing down the big vision stuff, the real big important stuff that's down the line. So that's number six. Gives you time, space, and clarity to think strategically, gives you the vision, the creativity of the time. So number seven, the final one, is it teaches you discipline. And that is massive. Discipline is one of the things. Consistency and discipline in business are two of the most phenomenal things you will ever come across. Consistency kicks in the compound effect. Likewise, discipline kicks in the compound effect. And the more disciplined you can be, the more consistent you can be, because it teaches you consistency at the same time. So you're getting up early, you're doing the same routine, the same routine, the same routine. Sounds boring as fuck, but trust me, it works. A lot of the distinguishing factors between you and other people in business is the fact that you have got the discipline and the consistency to carry on doing the things you need to be doing. They don't need to be big, massive, game-changing things, but the small little things done consistently, like your marketing done consistently, and having the discipline to do it consistently, it helps teach you that. And you're getting it first thing in the morning, you're starting straight away with the discipline. So that then, again, it carries on throughout the day. It rolls throughout the day and carries on. So these are the seven things that I would say are the most, the biggest things that are going to cause the best or give you the best effect for getting up early. So I'll run through seven things from number one, seven. The world does not disturb you. You've got time to do what you need to do. You get the chance to daily outsource your tasks so people can get on to start working on them immediately. Number three, it gives you the momentum of the energy for the rest of the day. It's the thermostat for your day, sets up the temperature of your day for the rest of the day. Number four, you get the important tasks done first and out of the way. Number five, you can watch the sunrise inspiring. Sounds tree hugging, I know, but trust me, it works. Number six, you have the time, the space. I'll slow down a bit. You have the time, you have the space, you have the clarity to think about strategy, vision, creative, problem solving, meaningful things in the morning. And number seven, it teaches you discipline and helps with consistency. And that's it. So, but what I would say is don't, if you're getting up, I mean, I did it at first. I tried to get up at, I was getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then I jumped straight to 6 o'clock. Too much in one hit. Trust me, it didn't work and it fell over. It didn't become habit. We didn't get the, because you have to do these things so many times before it becomes habit and so on and so forth. It didn't work. So what I've found works better is, if I'm getting up at 7 o'clock, set the alarm for 6:45. Do a week at 6:45, but do it every single day of the week. Saturdays and Sundays included. I know you're going to really go with that, Connor, but trust me, at weekends as well, do the same. And then the following week, set it for 6:30, then 6:15, and so on, till you get back to the desired time. You want to be looking probably, say, about an hour earlier is really what you want to be looking at doing, but just roll it backwards. Like I say, 6:45 for a week, 6:30 for a week, 6:15 for a week, and then 6 o'clock. And when you hit that 6 o'clock, by then your body's got used to it. It's got used to being up that little bit earlier, and the small chunks that you're getting up a bit earlier is not one massive whack and doesn't get you all out of kilter for the day, guys. Hope that all makes sense to you. Trust me, one of the biggest things I did for myself personally, for my health, my well-being, and obviously for the business, because that all stems from it, was to change my morning routine, get up that bit earlier, get the exercise done, get things done, and do those sort of things that we've just talked about in there. And then that's going to be able to get you to push your business forwards, to move forwards, that kind of thing. And trust me, it will make a difference. It made the biggest difference to me 2-3 years ago when I started doing it, and trust me, it will work for you guys as well. But like I say, like anything, don't just do it as a badge of honour. Not one of these 5 o'clock, I'm in the 5 o'clock club, look at me, I'm fucking awesome. No, you're not. You're dicking about on fucking Facebook, talking bullshit, telling us how productive you're being, when in fact all you're doing is posting on Facebook. That ain't the point in doing it, guys. Yeah, if you want to do a quick check your social media, fine, do it. But do it, take that time for you, because there is nobody else around, guys. Right, this is going to probably end up as a podcast episode on Humble Entrepreneur Podcast. So if you are listening on the podcast, please do like and share. If you're tuning in live and listening, because I can see people are tuning in live and listening. Once again, Connor, thanks very much for tuning in and commenting. Please do like it. Please do share it if you think it can help anybody and benefit everybody. Right, guys, leave you all to it, and I will catch you all later on. Cheers. Bye.
Remember, folks, stay humble and let your success talk for you.
See you later. I think we have to go.